Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Sunday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And of course, there's only one place to start, and that's at the City Ground, as Nottingham Forest moved off the bottom of the Premier League with a 1-0 win against Liverpool. That can't be right. I mean, that is right. That can't be right. That is right, is it? That is it. Nottingham Forest at the bottom beat. Oh, we're back, Liverpool. Oh, we're back, Liverpool. A bit money on today. Oh, I need to hear this. Here's how it all sounded live and exclusive on TalkSport, with reaction from Moni Jurgen Klopp, Stevie Cooper, Forest defender Steve Cook, and Nottingham Forest superstar Stuart Pearce.
They come away with the ball, but come away with nothing from the City Ground. Everyone associated with the Tricky Trees are hugging.
They are absolutely raucous, and so they absolutely should be. What a monumental victory for Nottingham Forest.
This is why we wanted to get promoted, for days like today, so, you know, to sort of relive, you know, these huge games against Liverpool. So it was always going to be a great day.
I think we all realised quite frequently that playing against a deep defending side is the most difficult thing in football to be creative there.
There does not appear to be an easy fix for Liverpool's travel sickness. 5 Premier League away games this season, no wins, and a confidence-denting defeat to the Premier League's bottom side.
How much has the injury situation been attributed to the sheer number of games you played last year and the intensity of them? And is there a hangover from that it's causing a problem for you this season?
How could I know that? They say any kind of that they're saying, when they would say now, yes, it's because of that. How could I know that? If you can tell me somebody has evidence for it, that would be the reason. So, no idea.
For the former Liverpool Academy coach, Steve Cooper, this is a blinding result.
I was there at the playoff final, and the celebrations at the playoff final wasn't as excitable as everyone is now. The crowd are now, they know how important this victory was.
I don't want to sound like the party pooper, but that's all it is a win, you know, and we need the mentality of, you know, how do we improve, how do we get better, you know, that's what we have to do. You know, at the end of the day, we're still not in the league position we want to be in. We haven't got the points tally that we would have hoped to have had by now, so we still got to do a lot of work.
He's got his feet firmly on the floor. Things aren't going well, he's relaxed, he's composed. If things are going well, he lets the others take the plaudits and whatever.
If I see any complacency in the guys, then they'll know about it quickly.
After a good 10 days, the frustration will be back again. After once more failing to win at the City Ground, the wait for a Liverpool League win here stretches back to 1984.
The reason is definitely that we miss players, and that when they come back, they have to play immediately, and the others have played too long and stuff like this.
They're a wonderful outfit, a wonderful football club, and they'll bounce back with better results this season.
It's a dreamy day for Cooper and Co. and for Nottingham Forest. Forest 1, Liverpool 0.
A lot of good reference points for me and the players to refer to now going forward.
There's moments in seasons which can define your season. We spoke about today being one of them, and hopefully that can be the case.
And here's all the fallout to that result on the game day, phoning with Jamie O'Hara and Gabby Abbott-Lahore.
Liverpool, where do you start, Jamie? Carvalho don't look like he's Premier League quality. Fabinho's legs have gone. Yeah. Firmino, inconsistent. Salah was poor today. And Gomez today was awful again.
You know, you've got to pick up results there. You're talking about Liverpool getting in the top four and they're back. And, you know, a lot of Liverpool fans come on and say the title race isn't over. They're nowhere, miles off it.
Liverpool have got a lot of problems. And Mr. Mentality Monster, 5 games away from home without a win. You know, can he only get them up for home games in the full Anfield? Can he not get his Mentality Monster team up for away games?
I fully believe we'll get top four, but I don't even think that's an issue. That won't keep me awake at night. But I believe with the Diaz injury and the Jota injury, I thought we'd spend more in the summer.
Unacceptable. You know, it's like exactly what you're saying, you know, what you boys are saying. You know, you're in your game against Manchester City. You're playing the bottom of the league, no disrespect to Forest. You can't just walk in there and think you're going to pass the ball and win the game. You know, you've got to show some bite.
You can't blame Jurgen Klopp for this. He's tried to invest in the squad. The owners haven't put their money where their mouths in and invested in getting a top-quality squad.
I don't know what Klopp's looking at, but those players are just... They couldn't even pass a ball. They couldn't pick a pass. I was screaming. You know, it's simple.
Never underestimate Liverpool. All it takes is Liverpool to go on a massive run. Bang, that's it, back in the top four. And as far as I'm concerned, Liverpool can win the Champions League this season. They might not win the league, but they will be back.
It was awful. That was a tragic performance from us.
Can you name 4 better teams than Liverpool at the moment?
Yeah.
Easily. Man City, Arsenal, Man United, Spurs... And Chelsea, I'd say. So Liverpool, I said it at the start of the season, Jamie. Liverpool will not get into the Champions League. I don't think they will.
I watched our performance today and I just thought, again, we're just flat. I don't know where the goals are going to come from. And to be honest with you, this season, I'm starting to go more towards Klopp out.
Today you come out, you are absolutely clueless. You look like a Sunday pub team, Liverpool. Absolutely disgraceful.
I think as well, Stephen.
We're not getting no top four, mate.
We're not competitive anymore. The style of football, it's getting boring to watch. Like, honestly, I would rather have Gabby Abogunle up top for us.
Tough game away from home. Cold day in Nottingham. Didn't fancy it. Didn't fancy it at all, you know. Didn't fancy it.
Forest deserved the win. Yeah. You know, Liverpool, back to basics. We ain't challenging for top four, mate. No chance.
Now, staying with yesterday's Premier League action, and of course, Chelsea drew with Manchester United. Here's how we reacted to the game across the evening on TalkSport.
Full-time score, Chelsea 1, Manchester United 1. In Graham Potter's programme notes before this game, they read, anytime Chelsea meet Manchester United, it promises to be an exciting game. I'm not sure this one quite lived up to the billing until the final 15 minutes when we had all the drama. It's the 5th straight draw between these two sides.
Over the course of the game, points are fair results.
When you see the first half, then you can say we deserve more, but... Yeah, you have to score your goals when you're creating chances. And we create them against a top team, as Chelsea is. Yeah, when you have 3-1 against one with the keeper, a minimum one has to go in.
I was very happy. I would have been totally upset if we lost 1-0. But we managed to get the point back, which is what we deserve. Mm-hmm. And just keep this momentum going.
Boys gave absolutely everything. Hard-fought match. So we're disappointed when you concede so late. But... yeah, no complaints in terms of the attitude of the players.
I think Man United will finish in the top four. We've played every 6 side now. We've only lost to City and we drew to Chelsea, which was away. We're the only one who beat Arsenal. We beat Tottenham.
Today, I think the focus has to be on the pitch, on this team, because they played, there was the 4th game in 10 days and a well-deserved point here on Chelsea. And there was a great performance from my team.
Maybe I'm forgetting, you're away from home. Chelsea are a good organised side. So I'll take that back. That was a good point for Manchester United. And if you took your chances in the first half, you should have won the game.
It is disappointing, but it's also part of life, part of football. You've got to see it out. You've got to defend your box. You've got to do that stuff. It's a good, you know, I think it's a good header.
There's a glimpse of what Man United can be. And I think Man United can compete with anybody in that league, bar Man City. That's a massive step forward for Manchester United. But the depth issues are really, really important.
I think if we just get somebody up front who is going to guarantee us 25 to 30 goals a season, you know, we're going to be right, you know, right up there challenging at the top.
We lack a cutting edge. We lack a backup right back. We lack a centre-back that can do the job that Varane and Martinez can do. And also, you take Casemiro out of that team and we lack a CDM as well.
I think we can move forward in terms of our performance and play a little bit better. But again, I don't think it's a straightforward game against Manchester United. They make it difficult for you as well.
On now to cricket. And England began their T20 World Cup campaign with a 5-wicket win over Afghanistan in Perth. Here's reaction from England bowler Sam Curran and former England fast bowler Steve Hammy-Harmison on the Following On podcast.
Yeah, England kicked off, Adrian, their campaign by beating Afghanistan by 5 wickets and with 11 balls to spare. England won the toss, bowled first, dismissed Afghanistan for just 112, largely thanks to the efforts of Sam Curran, who became the first England bowler to take 5 wickets in a T20. Figures of 5-10, quite incredible. In reply, perhaps not as comfortable for England as you would have expected, losing wickets throughout the innings, but with such a small total on the board and with a long batting lineup, you never felt as if England were not going to win. Liam Livingston top scoring with an unbeaten 29 as England beat Afghanistan by 5 wickets.
Yeah, I'm obviously not aware of that, but that's obviously great. But most importantly, a fantastic win for us. Great way to start.
I just think it was a professional performance. Simple as that. You get first game in a tournament and you want to win under your belt by hook or by crook. And to be fair, they did it.
There's no hiding that Friday is going to be a pretty epic game against Australia. If we win there, it will be obviously great for us. And I guess it might put Aussie in a tricky position.
It just shows the embarrassment of riches we've got. And arguably the thing that could come against us is we might end up picking the wrong formula in a crucial stage. That probably is the only way I see England getting beat in this tournament.
Yeah, I'm really enjoying my bowling and obviously contributing to the team. And yeah, hopefully we can keep contributing and enjoying our cricket and winning games.
England have got off to a good start in a tournament, especially when I think one of the favourites has possibly gone out this morning.
On now to boxing. Here's the legendary Chris Eubanks Sr. who joined Gareth A. Davies and Spencer Oliver on Fight Night on TalkSport.
I feel he has no idea what's happened.
Right.
Because the fighter doesn't know fiddling and cheating. So he's trusting and thinking that the person administering the help, mm-hmm. whatever it is, whether it's a juice or whether it's putting a needle into someone's knuckle, mm-hmm. as I've seen. Yeah. I'm not going to mention any names.
Yeah.
He wouldn't have any idea. Mm. And everything about Connor is great as far as I'm concerned. Everything. Mm. The only thing is, no, it's not his fault. He was following his father.
Sure.
His father wanted this fight.
Sure.
If his dad had said to him, look, son, I think, you know what, let's step back from this, Conor would have followed him. Mm. Because his dad brought him up in the church.
Sure.
Brought him up in Christ. Mm. They don't know how to cheat, people who are in Christ. One, and two, mm-hmm. that's backed up. A fighter does not know how to cheat, a warrior. And that's what Conor is.
Sure.
Yeah, I hold nothing against him. Mm. And I pray, and I'm going to pray again that his name is cleared.
Sure.
Because I know a man when I look and see and talk to him. I know a man, and he is one.
Sure.
Yeah.
Who do you blame for this whole situation, for what's happened here? Is there any blame that you put on anyone for what could have potentially happened or what happened, mm-hmm. you know, with this whole situation?
Well, look, I'll put it this way to you. The light that you have now shone or put upon those who are looking after the purists, the fighters, mm-hmm. that light will start now shining on them, meaning that, you know, the trainers, the handlers, and keep this in mind, wouldn't it be sensible that if a fighter fails a drug test, then the entire team should also be banned. Not just the one. He's not doing it to him. He can't be doing it to himself. He can't be administering himself.
Sure.
He has to have handlers.
Sure.
So if a man is banned, it shouldn't be the boxer. It should be the entire team with the boxer. Okay? Back in the day, I was the poster boy for drug tests. Mm-hmm. Okay? You could have the drug test before or after the fight. I had it before and after every fight, because you cannot have anyone, could there be anything dodgy going on with him? So I made sure that I was complete. No one can ever put that charge against me, because they will and they do. And they have done with Connor. Mm-hmm. But I say to you that there's something that doesn't feel right about it. If you've spoken to Connor, you know that he is a purist. And I pray for Connor, because it can't be him. You have to be deceitful in mind. Mm. Fighters, boxers, real boxers are not deceitful. He's real. So he could never have administered anything to himself, which was cheating. It would have been somebody else who he trusts.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
And we end with fallout to England's draw for next summer's Women's World Cup in Australia. They will face Denmark, China, and either Senegal, Haiti, or Chile in Group D for the tournament in Australia. As I've already said, it's in Australia. Lionesses manager Serena Wiegmann has been giving her reaction to the draw, where, of course, England are off to Australia. You get it.
Yeah, well, I'm really happy that now it's we know, except for one opponent. We have to wait till February, but we knew that the chance was big that that would be the case. We know Denmark pretty well. They know us pretty well too. And China is an opponent that I have played against a couple of times lately with my former job. So they have been in a transition a little bit. So they changed coaches last year. In the Olympics, they were struggling a little bit, but I think they found their way back. So a very good opponent. Don't ever underestimate them. So excited about the group. Different opponents, which I really like. It's very challenging. Looking forward to it.
Long ball forward, looking for Toon. And Toon is in behind here as she's running through the middle of the pitch. She's one-on-one with a goalkeeper. She's scored it over and scored a wonderful European Championship final goal.
We've been really excited, of course, about the Euros. And yes, we've showed ourselves that we can win games against the top opponents, and that's what we want to keep doing. And we want to bring our game to the next level. That's necessary too if you want to sustain successful, because the game develops so quickly, and it's going to be so tight. So many good countries, and so many teams that are in favorites for this tournament. So everyone's really excited, and the upcoming 9 months we have the opportunity to prepare.
Well, that's it for another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. Don't, of course, forget to hit that subscribe button. I'm back tomorrow afternoon on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time show at 4 p.m. alongside Darren Bent, reacting, of course, to all the weekend's football. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts out first thing in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.